Supposing you're watching the Playboy Channel, and it's just about time for them to have an orgasm, when all of a sudden, wham, the horrible noise comes in and completely destroys your orgasm on the Playboy Channel. There it goes again. That awful interference wrecking your orgasm on the Playboy Channel. You've called the cable TV company 6 times. Each time the technician comes out, he can't fix the problem. He is fired. Wham! That sound is more important than you are. That sound is more important than your entire life. And it will stop you from having an orgasm on the Playboy Channel.
Radio Dysentery. We're built for speed, motherfuckers. I'm John.
And I'm Clue Gulager.
And that was a track by Negative Land. It's called Playboy.
Negative Land, of course, is known for their really diehard belief in strong copyright laws. So we're looking to get sued tonight. Get ready.
Negative Land will come after us and sue the hell out of us.
Just like they did to U2.
Yeah, Negative Land once sued U2 for doing something.
It wasn't even about the music. It was about borrowing pants or something like that.
Yeah, the Edge was actually borrowing one of the members of Negative Land's pants, and that caused one of the most famous lawsuits of the early 90s.
I believe those pants are now in the Smithsonian.
They're either in the Smithsonian or the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Either way, they're in a good place.
And speaking of good places, up next we have another song, appropriately enough.
It's Kids of Whitney High. This is a track called Every Girl's My Girlfriend.
My girlfriend. Every girl's a girlfriend. Every girl. not much injustice with one man in four. They think that's a race, but it's innocent and secure. Black rich mobility guy, rich of leading team. What you gonna take to clear my red name? That made me almost do, and that made me almost do. And a down point of view is hardly anything new. He's a devil out of parents, but he's shocking here and then. $5 really wants that when your fucking show is live. When your fucking show is live!
This is your sound souvenir of the Detroit Zoological Park. The Detroit Zoo is a family zoo. Picnic grounds, chimpanzee and elephant shows, zoo railroad and other features are designed for family recreation. It is designed for animal families, too. They are exhibited in family groups wherever possible, just as they would be found in the wild. Exhibits are large and, for the most part, without bars. Animals are confined by moat barriers. Structures are made to simulate huge boulders and rock ledges. Beautiful landscaping has made the area a natural sanctuary for many wild birds. The people of Detroit may well be proud of the national and international reputation of the Detroit Zoological Park, America's finest zoo.
All right, Radio Dysentery has returned. Well, actually, we've been going the whole time because that was our music, but we just like to think of ourselves as more important than the music, and really this is just an excuse for us to talk. But we're here to talk about the music, and first up, we heard Every Girl's My Girlfriend.
Kids of Whitney High.
Oh, yes, the Kids of Whitney High. It's a long-going musical project, appropriately enough, from Whitney High. It's a
the name says it all, folks.
They're kids, Whitney High.
Are they actually kids if they're in high school?
That's
Shouldn't
still
they
a kid.
Be young adults?
That's not as catchy. I don't think that would sell T-shirts.
Young adults of Whitney High.
They're going to be the men of Whitney High. No, it's kind of like Menudo, actually, the kids of Whitney High.
They recycle members or cycle them out as they get too old.
Exactly. As once you graduate, you're out of the band, I think.
It's ruined many lives.
I'm sure it has, unfortunately. My life included.
Kids of Whitney High ruined my life. And after that was the New Crime Icons with a track called Those Fascist Fucks Fucked Over Fatty Fucking Arbuckle. The New Crime Icons are from Kalamazoo, and they're awesome.
Kalamazoo, however, is not awesome.
No, Western Michigan, fuck you. Western Michigan... go to hell.
Unless you're willing to like give me money or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, if you want to give us money, go ahead. But if you're not giving us money and you're from Western Michigan, then you can keep being on the western side of the state and keep being ignored by everybody. And after that was... what was that after New Crime Icons?
Oh, after that was actually an old souvenir record from the Detroit Zoo. We played that, of course, because as our Detroit listeners know... the Detroit Zoo has recently been closed. All the animals were killed and eaten. And
I actually got to eat some prairie dogs. Fried
really
those
good.
Fuckers up.
They're really good.
Do you remember that shitty animatronic dinosaur thing they did quite a few years back?
I actually went on a school trip there. I remember
yeah,
that.
I think I did too. You got to like play in a sandbox, and it was kind of like watching Jurassic Park, but it sucked.
I actually ate one of those dinosaurs.
You ate one?
Yes.
Yeah, that's, weren't they made out of rubber?
Yeah, that's why I ate it.
There was a guy inside. Powered by midgets.
I couldn't tell the real dinosaurs from the midget-powered ones. It was a really impressive show.
Yeah, that's some really good special effects.
All right, next up, we've got...
this is our goth block. This one's going out to all the kids wearing capes and all the kids who spend their time at City Club. This is the first track on here is Impaled Northern Moon Forest with a song about masturbating on the grim frozen tracks of necro bobsledders.
Something we can all relate to.
money, bad money. Bad car. The bill is short. The bill car. The bill is one block. It's not good. I'm not like a fuck. Look at the man,
Dark Angels Fall. Dark Angels fall from the horizon. I can smell the blood dripping from their eyes. They call to me, but I don't answer. Blood falls from their eyes. Dark Angels fall from the horizon. They've got death on their breath. Dark Angels fall, and they fall to a world that they can never recover. Dark Angels fall, Dark Angels fall, Dark Angels fall, Dark Angels fall. I can see the blood dripping from their eyes. They've got breath on their death. I can smell the blood on their lips. Dark Angels fall, nothing we can do. Dark Angels fall from the horizon. They smell like priests and bloody raisins. I can see the hate in their eyes. They call to me with no surprise. I fall from the morbid sky. Blood on my wings. Dark Angels fall from the horizon. Blood on their tubes and pussy on their breath. Dark Angels fall. Dark Angels fall. Dark Angels fall. Dark Angels fall from the horizon. Poodles on their breath and titties on their palms. Dark Angels fall from the horizon. I can smell sun on their breath, on their breath. Dark Angels fall from the horizon. Pussy is no matter to them. Dark Angels fall. Dark Angels fall. Dark Angels fall, Dark Angels fall, Dark Angels fall from the horizon. Their breath smells like the moon and Apocalypse Now. Dark Angels fall, Dark Angels fall, Dark Angels fall, Dark Angels fall. They are watching, they are watching our every move, our every move. They know when you pray, they know when you're bad. Dark Angels fall.
We listen to all of that with you. We're here with you. Radio Dysentery supports you and your actions. We're there for you when we need you to be there for us. Send us money.
All right. The goth block that we just endured there started out with...
That started out with Impaled Northern Moon Forest, which is a side project by Seth Putnam, who, as you all know, is the founding member of the band Anal Cunt.
He's a really upstanding gentleman, a role model to children everywhere.
I think, wasn't he one of the founding members of the NAACP?
I believe so. I think he was also in 311 at one point.
Yeah, he's making a difference, and we are too. After Impaled Northern Moon Forest, you heard from those wacky kids from Idaho that was... Are they from Idaho?
They're from Idaho. That was...
I think they're from Iowa. Idaho or Iowa, it really doesn't matter. That was Naga Blood Transfusion with their track about the food court called Food Court.
The members of that band are, of course, Lady...
Ophelia Nightwinter and Ebony Talon.
And there's some youngsters that are really making a difference where they're from, just like Seth and just like us and just like George W. Bush. Next up,
George W. Bush is goth as hell. After Food Court, you heard a track that was actually given to me by a kid I worked at Pizza Hut with, where our manager was on coke, and that kind of gives you an idea of the atmosphere there. Yeah, that was Maniac Mike and the Hard Timers with a track called Dark Angels Fall. And like I said, that was given to me by a kid who worked at Pizza Hut that I worked with, which is really a great place to work. You know, if you want to make like $5 an hour and sweat your ass off in the summer and get all greasy.
Which, I mean, I do anyways, so why not make something easily enjoyed by families and goth kids?
Which, I believe the guy who founded Domino's Pizza actually wanted to start a town that banned abortions and pornography. That might be true.
Little Caesars? Was that Monahan?
No, Domino's, not Little Caesars. Domino's is the one with the awesome commercials about how, like, you're not a guy if you don't like to eat steak.
But see, this is our local. We've had plenty of local interest topics here to fit the mandate Doug's put us for.
Yeah, that was our spotlight on local music. The guy who I worked at Pizza Hut with, that was local.
We care about the community here at Radio Dysentery.
This next track's by a band called Kindergarten Hazing Ritual. This is Your Girlfriend Looks Like the Guy from B.O.D.
Whitaker on the side pass. saw an ice cream truck, baby. It was by Jack Fisher Park. All I wanted was a stinking malt cup, but I got a piece of dog poo. So I slapped the ice cream man in the face and told him to give me a refund. But then he said, go away, you fat kid. I don't want to ever see you again. That was my encounter with the ice cream man. He is a fat, ugly, hairy man. The ice cream man is a fat, ugly guy. The ice cream man is fat. The ice cream man is a fat, ugly guy. The ice cream man is fat. And he has a butt the size of Kansas City, which is in Missouri. How dumb is that? Don't buy ice cream from the ice cream man.
Don't buy ice cream from the ice cream man. That is good advice from some kid who was on the internet.
The thing about that that last thing we heard there is the phenomenon known as the mic and track song, with the rise of both the simple home recording, computer software, and file sharing. Some stuff is just kind of recorded as a throwaway bit of fun and ends up accessible.
People record stuff and forget it's there, and gets automatically saved as mic in track, which is a lot of fun to look up if you're on Napster or one of those other file sharing programs that
the kids are so down with.
Yeah, the kids like looking through Napster and the Nutella Network.
And I think like Yahoo.com.
Yeah, you can search Yahoo.com for these things known as MP3s, which is music, but on your computer.
Oh, and before that, we heard...
That was Kindergarten Hazing Ritual with a track called Your Girlfriend Looks Like the Guy from POD. Kindergarten Hazing Ritual are a very agoraphobic nosebleed-inspired one-man group from upstate New York, which was a college project by that guy. That was off of an album called Give Us Ice Cream or Die, which is actually works out pretty well going into the Ice Cream Man is Fat. That was our ice cream themed chunk of the show, which is now a staple. You will be hearing that every week or day on Radio Dysentery. Radio Dysentery would like to remind you that you could die at any moment from a sniper attack, so enjoy your sandwich.
Yeah.
right. That last track was Wolf Eyes, who, if you're watching TV, you'll know were competitors on the Hot Show American Idol. And they won. Wolf Eyes won American Idol.
That was, of course, Burn Your House Down off of their album Dread. That was their reggae album, actually.
Daylight, come and me one, go home.
Next up on Radio Dysentery is...
That would be a track by Elvis Presley. This is In the Ghetto. It's not actually Elvis or an Elvis impersonator. This is from a thing called Dictionaryoki, which you can go to at dictionaryoki.com, I believe, which is hard to spell. And if you're literate like we are, you need to get your parents to search Google for it for you. Because obviously typing is way too hard.
I believe you'd want to use a Yahoo.
Yeah, search for it with Yahoo or infoseek.com.
Perhaps Dogpile.
Maybe Ask Jeeves. Go to askjeeves.com and search for Dictionaryoki.
As the snow flies on cold, gray Chicago,
more
a
poor
little
baby child
is born
in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama
cries. Come
if
there
one thing that
she don't
need
in another
little hungry mouth to
feed in the ghetto.
In the ghetto. People
don't
need
understand.
A
child
needs helping.
Hand.
Or
feel
grow
to
be
an angry
young
man
someday.
Take
a look,
you and me are too blind to
see.
Do
we simply turn
our head
and
look the
other way? Well,
the
world
turns
and
the
hungry
little boy
with a runny nose
play
in the
street.
The wind blows
in the
ghetto.
In the ghetto.
His
hunger burns.
So
he starts to roam
the
street at night and
he learns
how to steal and
he learns
how
to fight
in the ghetto.
In the
ghetto.
Then one
night
in
desperation,
the
man
breaks
away. He
my
a
gun
steal a
car, try
to run,
but
he
don't get far.
And
his
mama
cries.
As
a
crowd gathers
round
in,
angry
young
man
face down on
the
street, with gun in
hand.
In the ghetto.
In the
ghetto. And
as
her
young
man
dies in the
ghetto.
On cold, gray
Chicago. More enough
little
baby
child is
born
in the
ghetto. In the
ghetto. His mama
cries
in the
ghetto.
In the
ghetto.
In the
ghetto.
Ah.
In Seattle?
Yeah. No, in Toronto.
In Toronto.
And I used to sing, work and pray, and live and hay, we'll give you pie in the sky when you die. And with the socialism, it used to be, oh, because the Jewish was all socialist, communist.
That was some old guy talking. That was actually a tape we here at Radio Dysentery found at our local Salvation Army, which we advise you to go out and buy unlabeled tapes from the Salvation Army and...
get killed by little girls in wells.
Yeah, if there's a little girl in a well, you will die. That's from The Ring. Japanese movies that get remade are better than the movies that remake them, and they're all better than Batman Begins.
Of course, that Elvis Presley track with the kind of cold sounds from the internet dictionary pronunciation guides there really, I think, underscores the socially conscious side of Elvis there and how much he really cared and wasn't just trying to make a buck in his late years.
No, Elvis in the 70s was a great artist. He was a hero to most, but he never meant shit to me.
Straight up racist, that was simple and plain.
Motherfuck him and John Wayne. This last track is from a great movie called Cannibal Holocaust, which you should go to your local Blockbuster after you listen to this and rent. It'll be there. You might want to ask one of the helpful employees at Blockbuster or any of your local chain video stores. Don't go to any of the local ones because they don't have anything. They won't have Stealth with a bunch of actors that you know about. You want to watch movies with big actors, which is why you want to watch Cannibal Holocaust, because I believe it stars Sylvester Stallone and a turtle. Hello?
That man had the wrong number, man.
Wait, hold on. Who is this?
Who's this?
This is John. Are you sure you have the wrong number?
John. Oh, John's going. Oh, yeah, man.
Who is this?
My bad. Yeah, this is Brandon, man, from work.
Oh, Brandon from work.
Yeah, my bad, dude.
No problem. How's it going?
Alright, man. What you doing?
We're, nothing. I was actually, about to eat a steak.
About the what?
Eat a steak.
Oh,
I eat like three of those fuckers a day.
That's always good.
Yeah, man. I'll see you at the beach party, right?
Yeah, you wanna meet up or what?
Yeah, man. We're gonna be at that beach party.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll talk to you later, man.
All right, man.
Bye.
All
right, please.
Get out of the way. Dude, I really hope that recorded.
All right. That, of course, was our call-in segment. You can call into our pre-recorded show if you're very lucky and just happen to catch us when we're doing it.
Yeah, if you call my cell phone and have the wrong number.
And before that, we heard the intro theme from the fine movie Cannibal Holocaust, available at Blockbuster
and Hollywood Video.
And probably like the Disney store as well.
Mm-hmm. I think that was an early Disney release, right?
I believe so. I think it was The Computer That Wore Tennis Shoes, Cannibal Holocaust, and then Pete's Dragon. All right. It's been a landmark show for us.
This has been a very good show. Approve.
I think we've grown as people. I think our listeners have grown as people.
Our listeners are the most wonderful people in this country or any other.
But there's a couple exceptions to that, which we'll go through another time.
No, I think we need to address this right now, all right? We know you're listening to us, and we know you're a bunch of neo-Nazis. We don't want any neo-Nazis listening to our show. If you're a neo-Nazi and you're listening to the show, go away. Listen to something else. That was our show. We will see you all some other time.
Keep it fresh, ladies and gentlemen, and don't be Nazis.
Radio.
Dysentery.
Radio.
Dysentery.
Radio.
Dysentery.
Dysentery.
Dysentery. Dysentery.